This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
He and everybody else needs to be better for us to get done what we want to get done.
I think it's hard for me because I don't see any of what you guys are talking about. Like, I don't have any social media. I go home, I'm with my kids, with my family. Kids want to watch Disney Channel or Disney Plus. Like, going to put whatever's on for them. Then I'll play, like, games with my wife while I'm there. So I wouldn't say I get to hear a lot of that or see a lot of that. But it doesn't matter anyways. Like, are they going to help us win the game? Are they going to help us lose the game? Like, that starts within. And so if we can look at each other and look at the things that we can correct and things that we can help each other on to move forward to hopefully get a win, you know, this upcoming Sunday, you know, I think that's what we should be focusing on.
That was Mike McDaniel and Tua Tagovailoa. And by the way, I need to play better. I need to play better. That's all. I know there's a lot of we, but there's a quarterback, and there's one quarterback, and it's I need to play better. And, hey, listen, you should block it out. You don't need to hear it. You know. The last thing I needed when I had a bad game was my neighbor to tell me, hey, by the way, we were all talking last night. You really sucked in the first game. I didn't want to hear it. And, by the way, they didn't need to tell me or any of my teammates. Everybody knew. And you didn't have to worry about wanting to rip us. We got ripped by Don Shula, so you didn't have to worry about that. And trust me, he did not beat around the bush about how you played. And there was consequences, and guy would get cut, or you'd hear about it in front of people or privately or both, and that it wasn't acceptable. And if it continued, and I know it's a different game now, used to cut guys right away. If it continues, you won't be around. Anyway, we say good morning to everybody. And, yeah, week two, bounce back week. Dolphins, how much can the Dolphins flip their play around in week two is the big story. And, you know, people ask me, hey, I have no idea. I have no idea. You know, I'm like everybody else that follow camp and stuff, and everything seemed to be better, and things are a little different acting, and but you got to play the games. And this one, this first game, was equally on the players and coaches. When I hear a bunch of players making mistakes, mental mistakes, and not playing their assignments properly, and freelancing, and footwork, and not following their reads, and, you know, all those things, it's like, okay, man. This one, you know, it's a bad look for coaches when they're coaching you up and you're not comprehending it and you're not delivering it when it's time, when the big test, which is Sunday. So anyway, with all that said, before we get to all that, man, we got a good one tonight. You know, first thing I do every week is I like go to, all right, what's Thursday night football? And you always have that, I'm not looking forward to this one. But this one, again, is like Washington at Green Bay. Jaden Daniels versus Jordan Love. All right, I'm in. I'm in for at least a half tonight. Can't wait to see what that's going to look like. We got a lot of Dolphin news, by the way, to get to. A lot of stuff going on. Looks like there could be four starters from the last game that won't be playing this game. The good news is none of them are out for the year, but they're going to miss some time. And so we'll get you up on all that stuff, and Benito Jones and Storm Duck, obviously, and then your right guard and your right tackle look like they won't play in this game as well, meaning James Daniels and Austin Jackson will be out. Keon Smith and Larry Borum will most likely play right guard and right tackle unless they decide to go with one of the new guys or one of the other backups. I'm guessing by the way he was talking yesterday, thought Keon Smith played well enough that he'll get to, and he played most of the game. He only played, James Daniels only played a few plays, so Keon Smith got a lot of work in there. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was the situation. I hit this Darren Waller thing hard yesterday because I'm tired of us getting guys and putting them number one on the depth chart and talking about things they did 4 or 5 years ago, and they're not around, and we're bringing them along slowly, and we have a game plan, and we're on our game plan. And listen, if he's got a hip problem, there ain't no game plan. There's no game plan going to work. And I think we're all scratching our heads, all of us, no matter what your background is in football, how Darren Waller was going to go from watching practice to a little work on the side to just going out and playing in an all-out football game and missing everything in between for not 1 year but 2 years in his 30s. I was just doing all the math on all these steps that you need to take to get ready to play. We had guys that did all that and didn't play well. How is this guy going to show up and play well? And yesterday, here's what Mike McDaniel, because they're asking, they see he's number one on the depth chart again. Here's what they said about their tight end, Darren Waller.
I expect to not know what to expect until later in the week. Like I told you, he's working at this one. As long as everything goes, we'll have a chance, but we may get to the point and recognize that the risk is too great for the rest of the season. So in that case, we will have to do what's best for the team. So I wouldn't say that I'm not expecting or expecting. I'm kind of open-minded to how each and every day progresses.
I got to tell you, man, this is a first. This is a first where, I honestly, and doing this for 35 years, this is a first of he could play this week. You know, if that hip has a good day, he could play. But we may have to cut him or release him. It's $2 million base salary. It's kind of like all those guys out there that cover the team are going, so he's going, well, he could still play this week. And, you know, he's missing, you have to miss some practice, but he could. And you're like, huh? And then, oh, by the way, but if, you know, we're also looking at potentially cutting a guy. So, well, he could either start and play or he could get cut in week two. Man, I know Mike's careful with everything, and he doesn't want to upset anybody. I get it, or say bad things about somebody. This is one of, in all the years, and we've had Odell Beckham, and, you know, we did this last year. This one is one of the strangest ones that I have ever covered from the outside in. I don't want to know all the inside stuff. I just watching. And I'm going, wait a second. So, and this has been going on for like, well, we expect them back when we're going to start working them in right after the 11 or 12 day trip on the road with Detroit and Chicago, or Chicago and Detroit. So you're going, okay, getting back, they're going to give him a little work. Still not very much to get yourself ready. And so I thought, well, he'll play against Jacksonville, practice against Jacksonville in the one practice and then maybe play a few plays in the game. And now you got to go back. He hadn't played football in 2 years. He's missed two camps. And now they're going to go, well, okay, he's on our 53-man roster, and, you know, we're going to get him ready for the opener against Colts. And that then, I don't know about you, but I'm like, wow. He hasn't played in a while. Actually, wasn't that good when he did play at the end there with the Giants. This is not the Las Vegas Darren Waller. And you start going back to how many years ago that was, and you're like, what? What are we doing? And again, had nothing to do with that last game. Had nothing to do, but what are we doing? It's just, it's a question Mike shouldn't have to, it should just clean it out. It's, let's move on. Let's go. Hey, they're doing something I really like. I know it doesn't sound like it, and it's been negative, and by the way, Mike talked about it and understands it. He should. It's one of the worst games we've ever seen. But a lot of the rookies played a lot of snaps. I'm all for that. What are you borderline with this thing? I'd rather put Jordan Phillips in than Benito Jones. I want to see a young Jordan Phillips who was making some tackles at the end of the game and going side to side. I want to see him. Dante Trader got in there. I didn't know he was going to play 22 snaps, but hell, he was aggressive, made a couple of plays. Let's play him. We don't need, if the guy's been a backup on another team and, you know, he's never really done it, hey, let's see if we have one of those guys. And I liked it. Jason Marshall, he had some growing pains. Growing pains and some plays that he got a little embarrassed on. But he also was, you know, in on a couple of plays. Let's keep playing Jason Marshall. Let's play Jordan Phillips. Let's play Dante Trader. Hell, I didn't see that coming. He missed a lot of camp. And they apparently like, hey, we love this guy. This guy is aggressive, physical, got great instincts. So he actually, you know, one of the biggest surprises in the game, he played ahead of a couple of other safeties that have been on this team. So there was, you know, from that standpoint, and they said they're going to play the young guys. Hell, let's play five or six guys. Let's play. I thought it was going to be five. It's going to be six. Once Zeke Bigger's probably going to play this week, if Benito Jones is out, he'll probably get in the rotation as well. Let's play him. I know you got to win games, but I know there's upside to all these guys. Let's play him.
So this was the first time I felt bad for Mike this year, man. I mean, he has to go up and answer those questions like it was his fault, you know, that he picked up Waller. And
well, he, you know, it did go, by the way, wait.
Joe, but he's not in charge of the player person. Like that's not his job.
His job is
to win with the stuff that's put in front of him, right?
If Mike says to Chris, I want that guy on our team, or I really don't want him on the team, he's not on the team. So Mike doesn't get a complete hall pass. I get final say is the principal. And the principal is Chris Greer.
I think Chris Greer's got that he owns this one, right? He owns this one.
He does not own it 100%. I think it started, I'm just telling you, I think it started underneath Mike with his offensive coordinator who had a relationship, and they're very close, made it very clear Frank Smith is the guy he wanted to play for.
I just think this franchise has, like, fundamental problems, though.
Yes.
With signing these guys. I mean, this is just...
I don't know. Do all teams do this? Get one or two of these guys?
Guys out of retirement?
No. Well, they're all 401k guys is all they are. They're guys the last year in the league, and
we're picking a practice squad, guys. It's week one.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it took 1 week for this team to start plucking practice squad guys.
Well, Woody, I hate to break it to you, brother, but you go around the league, that's... The practice squad is not a great example.
Still, like, you should have enough O-line depth on your team that you're not picking guys on.
From other practice squads?
Week one?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Well, they did not have a strong group of backups. And by this move, it was no secret. Everybody's been talking about it. Hey, we're a little light right now, cornerback. Storm Duck goes down. We're a little light. Now you're asking, like, so with Jack Jones and Rasul Douglas and Jason Marshall inside, who's next up?
I go back to what I told you yesterday. Like, how do they spin this to Mr. Ross? It's his money, isn't it? That they're going to have to pay this guy to walk away now?
Like,
he's obviously not going to play.
Woody, you're 100% right.
How do you explain it to this guy?
So,
hey,
so
we just burnt you know, a few million more of your,
I'm
your
guessing,
money here.
So I don't know. It's a great question, and I don't know Mr. Ross that well. How technical, how into detail does he go with the team?
I don't know. Hey, you know, this guy that you just paid a few million dollars to, he's not going to play. We're going
right.
to cut him.
I know it's not a lot, though, Mr. Ross. It's only $2 million. You're right. And Odell was only $3
yeah.
million. And,
but like,
and
you know,
go on.
And giving the money to charity. Giving it to this guy to not play. Like.
So anyway, yeah.
Those are the things that I don't, like, I don't understand. And it's not obviously far from the first time this crap has happened. Why do we keep doing this with these same people in charge?
It's a great question. It will be on the list of things for the head coach and GM when they look back, and you know they're trying to get bargains, and this was a year of bargains because they blew out so much money the year before, so they went on the cheap and trying to get deals. But we also gave up a 6-round pick on this. We gave up a 6-round pick, and we may not get one snap.
No.
That's a bad look too.
And so Mike,
for a team that's talking about our draft picks are important, and now we're giving it away, and the Giants don't laugh at anybody with some of the deals they made, and they go, got you.
And so Mike's got to ramble through this, right? And his answer was painful to listen to. And then I don't even know what's worse, him or listening to the quarterback speak. The quarterback who goes, well, you know, I don't hear any of it. I just go home and I play games with my wife. We have game night.
Yeah, but I don't have.
I told you last night.
Like, I told you last night. Listen, I'm with you on some things.
I just need someone that's like at least like aware.
He's aware.
He lives in a bubble.
He is not. He is very aware.
Go home and put on Disney Plus.
He
and play Scrabble with my wife.
Very aware.
Like, come on, man.
I know, and I don't buy it. I don't buy that he doesn't hear all the noise.
I don't think he does.
Oh, no way.
I think this guy goes home to his mansion and shuts it all off, Joe.
I don't think so. Anyway, we got to go to break here, Woody. We're running super late. We've got
the whole thing's just very frustrating. Right?
Well, that answer, my only frustration with that answer that he could play this week or we could let him go. Okay.
He
could play 30 snaps this week, but we might have to let his ass go,
you
too.
You want to string you along for longer here? Like, at least his answer was honest.
Mm. Hey, it is. We got more stuff. Brian Baldinger going to join us coming up here from NFL Network and our Odyssey Insider. It is truck month here at South Florida Chevy Dealers, and man, I want to let you know we got some great looking trucks, and we got some great deals on trucks, and we got a truck that's absolutely perfect for you. We got some great offers. Yes, sir, with 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. We got the durable Colorado with a standard Turbo Max engine and impressive torque. You'll get aggressive off-road capability for every adventure in South Florida that lies ahead. Silverado 1500 is always ready, steady, and strong. Hey, man, when it comes to the trucks, Silverado, whether it's a 1500 or the Silverado HD, boy, you can feel so confident. Whether you work in your truck, that's how you make it a workday workhorse for you, the way you work. A weekend warrior, still need that truck to put in some extra hours. Again, that's how you make a living. You need a truck that's as durable and strong and dedicated as you are. And boy, I'll tell you, Silverado trucks, they got everything. Legendary horsepower and one of the hardest working beds in the business. Hey, and we got a truck absolutely perfect for your life, for your work, and for your family. Whether it's midsize, full-size, or heavy-duty truck, man, Chevy Pickups will never ask you to compromise whatever you're doing. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Sports Talk on WQAM is sponsored by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL games live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today, Joe.
Thank you, Woody. And we got a good one tonight, man. I'll tell you what. Remember the days when Thursday night football, where everybody was complaining? It was on NFL Network, and they got like a bad game. It seemed like every game, right? 90% of their games are just like, oh boy, these two teams. Anyway, man, Washington at Green Bay, Jaden Daniels and Jordan Love. Hell, Green Bay might be the best team in football right now. Might be. Anyway, that game's tonight. If you like the NFL and you're going to watch. And then, of course, we got some great college football games coming up. We actually have home opener for the Miami Dolphins against Patriots. And before that, we got this sneaky little USF team coming in town, all of a sudden ranked 18th in the country to play Miami. Nothing to lose. Absolutely nothing to lose. And Vegas is basically saying they're going to get blown out. Boy, I just don't like it. Don't like it. Although, I got to tell you, when you go back and look at the Gators game, which Jamie didn't quite give me the whole story, Woody. I was a little disappointed. As a huge Gators fan, Jamie, of course, you know, not too many years out of the program there. But he kind of left out the two drop. You saw the game. It was your team too, Woody, USF, with the big win. Two drop touchdowns. Woody showed them all to me yesterday. Bad penalties and a spitting job at the worst possible time. So,
yeah, I mean, this game's pretty simple for Miami, right? If you don't make mistakes and you don't hand them the game, which, by the way, USF was very hesitant to take the game that the Gators were handing to them, Miami will be fine. And I don't think – I think their quarterback is a guy that does not make mistakes. I don't think you're going to see guys, you know, taking stupid penalties throughout the game. So I think Miami will be fine. I don't – Joe, the spread is not that crazy to me. Because that's probably what it would have been if the Gators didn't, you know, self-destruct. Like, in all reality, right? Like, they left, I don't know, at least 14 points that I could think of
right off
the top of my head on the board. Like,
but we have learned one thing about South Florida the last 2 years, because Miami saw it for a half last year.
And they are not a pushover team.
If you make mistakes and you let them hang around, you're going to get it. You're in for a dogfight.
No question. Miami turns the ball over.
So
if they take bad penalties.
Hey, man, I just want everybody to know, and I know everybody's looking ahead to the Florida State game. Don't do that. Not this week, and I get it. USF has not been very good till recently again. But they got themselves a hell of a team and a quarterback that the front four, when you rush, don't leave lanes open because he's going to take off and run. When you rush that four and – you know, and everybody's up the field, he's going to go underneath that tackle, and there better be a linebacker there because he is going to take off and
he looks like Josh Allen. When
everything
he runs,
he can,
by the way, same number, but he will try to embarrass you too. He runs guys over. He doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't slide. He doesn't go out of bounds. He will try to run your ass over.
Well, we're going to have
dude, so
yeah.
That's one of the main things you need to be focused on is his running ability.
Brett McMurphy, College Football Insider, On Three Sports will join us coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. Scott Zolak's going to join us, Patriots radio analyst, on his way to work to do his own show at 10 o'clock in Boston. And the big fella Kim Bocamper. I see you put Mayor of Milpitas on there. The mayor will join us when he gets in here. For after he's got to do a show with the coach, and so anyway, we'll talk to Bo as well this morning, and got a lot of stuff going on. I have no idea what to expect in this game. Of course they're going to play better. It's hard to imagine they could play any worse. They spent yesterday saying,
like Mike McDaniel right now. He said that.
No, I don't think they can play worse than that.
That's what Mike said.
Yeah.
It can't get any worse.
So.
Oh, but it can, Joe.
So the guys are all saying, and this is the kind of stuff, you know, everybody likes coach and nobody's quit. But I will tell you, when you play that bad, it does look like it's got the feel of effort and quit and don't like playing together and all those mean, nasty things that just tell you it's in bad shape. And of course, now the countdown is on when the GM and head coach get fired. That's the one. And how quickly, if they play like that. So anyway, and then I got to tell you the other one, man. Tua Tagovailoa, you're making a lot of money, man. You are now a franchise quarterback. You got your money. You cannot play like that. I don't care what it looks like around you. You need to make plays and make guys better. Whatever you can do, and I know you're not Josh Allen athletically, and I know you're not Lamar Jackson athletically, but I know, Woody, you really get turned off by. I think when a guy tells me he doesn't hear anything, I think it's a bunch of bullshit is what I think. That's what I think.
Well,
I think when a guy tells me.
You can't do this like you did this with Ryan Tannehill. I know it really bothered you with Ryan Tannehill that he was kind of a dope and didn't really play the game, right? Part of being a $100-plus million quarterback is playing the game, right?
200.
200, sorry.
200
plus. But you got to play the game, right? You have to be the starting quarterback. You have to hold yourself and carry yourself a certain way if you're going to take that kind of contract and lead the team.
But he doesn't need to tell me.
He goes back home and plays game night
with
his wife. Like,
but he doesn't need to tell you that, I hear everything and it really hurts my feelings. Then you'd be ripping him. Like, he can't win on that one.
I didn't say he has to say it hurts his feelings, but like.
Well, what do you want him to say? Like, he sits around and waits to see what everybody's saying on social media?
I don't know. I'm just down on him, I guess.
I know, but it's just like when you say that, I'm like, they can't win. They hear everything.
I'll play the soundbite for you again when we come back.
All right. We'll ring. I'm not going to change. Maybe you should just step back and look at the bigger picture of it instead of. He hears everything. He's got a mom and a dad. He's got family down here. They hear everything. And by the way, he treats people.
I want these guys to be pissed off. I want them to play pissed off.
Well, they should be. There should be some pride.
I just don't get that vibe from this guy that, like, he's taking these losses really badly. Do you? And I'm sure he is.
I think he is. But what do you want him to tell you? Like, I'm sick to my stomach.
I want him to be as angry as the fans that text in our show in the morning.
Ah, come on, man. You're just making stuff up here. Come on. You act like he doesn't care at all. And I get he sucked in. He was terrible. But come on. Anyway, we got to go. We got 7 o'clock hour. You and I could just, I don't know sometimes, man. You act like these guys just collecting checks.
Ways. You did this with Tannehill, okay?
What?
You killed Ryan Tannehill for what was he? What did he do after the games? Was he laughing or whatever?
I didn't think taking a picture or selfie to send out to everybody smiling after you got your ass kicked at the stadium was no. That was a little different. Cliggies, I want to tell you about Cliggies carts, man. Featuring Royal EV golf carts, the coolest golf carts in America today. Hey, man, I don't care where you are. If you like one of those, I like to call them community golf carts. It's real fun for you and the family to kind of cruise around, get out of your own vehicles, and just slide around in neighborhoods where everybody's got a golf cart. Well, if you want the coolest one, it's probably going to be a Cliggies for you. And it doesn't matter if you're in Dade, Broward, all the way up north of Palm Beach, and you can hear me right now, you got to go see a Cliggies carts in person. Take it for a drive. They're different. They're all electric, featuring 48 and 72-volt lithium battery options, designed and engineered to be a leader in quality and safety with aluminum frames. So I got these safety features because I was up in them. So the kids don't have to worry, like run out and one of the 2 or 5 or 6 year old did something crazy and had an accident. Aluminum frames means you have no rust. They're going to last for a long, long time. adjustable front seat in all their six-seat models, which is something nobody else is doing. They got four and six-seaters and plenty of them. Hey, by the way, when you buy one or get ready to buy it, you, hey, I want this, whatever colors you want, whatever your favorite team is. Sound bars and LED lighting, they do it all. Cliggy's Carts, located next to Okeechobee Steakhouse on Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. Call 877-CLIGGY'S, K-L-I-G-G-Y-S. Call them. 877-CLIGGY'S. Go, I'm on my way up, man. This Joe Rose guy has been yapping about you guys, and I hear you free delivery anywhere in South Florida. So I just got to come up, see if it's what the family wants. We're going to get it. By the way, they're slashing prices right now to get this thing rolling. They are slashing prices in a big, big way for you to really take advantage of this. Cliggy's Carts, man, they got everything you want. They're fully loaded, $1,000 off or 0% financing as well. And Cliggy's, yes, we'll deliver free to anywhere in South Florida. Kick Cliggy's Carts, man. Nothing like them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.